Rotatoes, we're back again with another episode of the Rotating Heroes podcast, and just wanted to say a quick shout out and thank you to everyone that got involved with the Force of Extinction on Backer Kit. I know I talked about it a lot over the last couple of months, but the Backer Kit is now over, and oh my goodness, we raised over $50,000, which is just insane. There was only 300 people who signed up, and they're going to be getting their hands on a copy of the game, which I'm just endlessly thrilled about. Thank you so much, truly, to everyone who checked that out. It's, just absolutely amazing and mind-blowing to have some of you wonderful human beings sign up and support the work that we're doing there, because that, yeah, man, it means a lot. Back to our regularly scheduled programming, and to tell you all about the Rotating Heroes Patreon, obviously. We actually have a fun little thing that we're doing. Right now, you can get 50% off your first month over on the Patreon, so if you've been curious about checking it out, or maybe you used to be on there, and maybe you're not anymore, and you want to check it out again, then you can get 50% off your first month using the code SHADDY50. That is SHADDY50, SHADDY50, and that will get you access to 50% off your first month on the Patreon. So you can try it out for as little as $2.50 a month, which is like much less than the price of a cup of coffee, all to try out, and you'd get brand new exclusive episodes, you get bonus content, you get pretty much the whole rest of the next arc available to listen to right now, including artwork and updates and all those kinds of fun things, even some live streams that John did as Shaddy, which was a great fun. So yes, I hope that you'll go and check that out and have a ton of fun. But the code is SHADDY50, and you can get 50% off your first month on any tier. Anyway, enough about me and about that. We will get back into this. Take it away, Past Ed.
And now presenting the Rotating Heroes Podcast.
The Rotating Heroes Podcast, everybody, and that's me defending Ed because I saw him coming this time.
No,
I knew that he was coming for my chair, but I shall relinquish it, but in my own time.
Okay,
I am just William Cartwright.
I am cartoonishly looking at my watch and making you feel real guilty about this.
Yeah. But that's just because we've been waffling for the last half an hour. Nothing to do with it. And we really should get started. Yeah. That's why. And I am joined today by the incredible John Mackey.
Reporting for duty, guys. Excited.
Please stop saluting. That's already got us in trouble once.
Excited to get to work today.
Absolutely. And our wonderful GM for this absolutely not festive and absolutely not holiday themed Christmas, not Christmas arc, I should say, Edward Spence.
I'm Edward Spence, he, him, and I do genuinely want to apologize because I know how it came across last episode, and I know in hindsight there was a lot of...
You've seen the comments.
Well, there was a lot of unintentional festive stuff in there that genuinely I was very snowblind too, and I really want to make sure that I am going to course correct this episode. So, to the two of you, to the audience, I do genuinely want to apologize, from the bottom of my heart.
Wow.
Thank you.
I've never seen an apology so sincere, actually.
Yeah. Watch me deliver on it.
It's a really impressively, an impressive level of sincerity from you there, Ed.
And I'm excited to, I don't know, just play some D&D with you both.
I did think it was cool. I didn't actually mention this in the art, but I did think it was a cool little doggy treat for you, the way you've referenced the non-festive film Die Hard. Like, I think that's actually pretty cool, you know, in the you know, the title of the thing, and, you know, but like, but how that's obviously not a Christmas movie. So,
and I think that's why I was kicking myself after last episode, because obviously there's a lot of argument around that, about that being a Christmas film, which it isn't. Yeah. I don't want that same confusion levied against your show. So
I appreciate that. Thank you.
So Jasper, as you know, host of this, I want to extend my apologies to you. And John, as a recurring player on this, I would also like to sort of bow in contrition to you as well.
Thank you so much.
I think we have to post the video of this, because people need to see just how, like, it's genuinely astonishing. Yeah. The look on Ed's face.
Like genuinely, I'm don't laugh.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I'm sorry. Fuck me.
I'm really trying, but I'm really happy to jump straight back in if the both of you are.
Born ready. Let me find urinal. Here he is. Okay.
Wonderful. Well, in that case, join us for our second episode. And as a recap. In the first chapter of Axis, my GM gave to me two brothers called Janel and Chad. Fuck! Okay, let's start over. Okay, my bad. I'm really sorry. Chapter 2.
I'm gonna force us to do 12 episodes of this goddamn arc just to spite you.
No, it's okay. So let's go again. Chapter 2. The Nightmare Before Axis. Goddamn! Okay. Previously, on Shadrach Turlet Does a Die Hard. After the death at the hands of the Salt Father, a death he had no memory of, Shaddy Turlet had been reprinted, along with his brother Yernal, who himself had undergone a similar procedure. The two mind-wiped sons of Miraloo and Porcelina Turlet were now little more than hired muscle for the family. And as the holidays approached, they had been given a mission. Marking a merger of nigh unprecedented scale, the company known as Webflix were poised to purchase Co., with the buyout due to be made official aboard their headquarters, Century Tower, a great structure positioned between two black holes. Such a joining would naturally present an enormous danger to the Turlets. Therefore, Shaddy and Yernal, along with a robotic handler, Bro, were to sneak aboard and stop the merger by any means necessary. But as they approached, with Yernal losing a limb in an arm wrestle with Bro along the way, it appears that their presence had not only been expected, but noticed. As your ship begins to drift through space towards the gargantuan white structure of Century Tower, over the radio, there is a voice.
We thought the Turlets would like to be here for this most auspicious of nights.
Shaddy, do you know who that is?
I don't know. It sounds like his teeth aren't his teeth don't separate when he
speaks.
Like,
he can't. Yeah, yeah.
He can't open move. His mouth all the way.
No, I don't think so.
Yo, would you like me to, like, open up a channel, or what do you want me to do, guys?
How did they get our channel? Can they just do that? Like, did they hack us? Is that what's happening here? Have we been hacked?
Bro shrugs, and as he does so, you see that he has replaced one of his missing arms with your own arm, Yernal, as it just flaps like a little ineffectual stick, and he just shrugs and...
I don't fucking know.
I don't know. Do we just, like, sneak? I guess we can't sneak. They're staring at us.
I feel like sneaking is out of the question, right? They're, like, they know we're coming. Although, if they know we're coming, then we should probably, like, not go in through the front door, because they're just going to have, like, 30 guys there. And I back us. Don't get me wrong. I think we're strong, but I don't know if we're, like, 30 guys strong. Like, 25, maybe.
Open it. Yeah, hey, bro, open up a channel.
Shaddy, you got this? Or am I gonna talk?
I'll talk.
All right. But just don't fucking say anything stupid.
I'm not gonna.
Okay?
I'm not gonna.
Like, look, I got this. I think it turns into a gun. I'm not sure how to do it yet, though.
Don't worry. I got it. I have a good idea.
Okay.
Bro stomps over to the control console and, flopping Yernal's arm over onto the console, just like flaps it around like a dead fish for a moment until finding the right button. And then you just hear,
"Come in, Turlet."
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello? This is actually a pizza, guys.
Make a deception check.
That's with a Z.
At disadvantage.
Yeah,
no!
I was gonna say.
I was giving the help action. How dare you?
Okay, I rolled a 4. So
we are fully aware who you are.
Great. I just want to say, there's time. I got it.
He doesn't turn off. He's saying all this with the mic open.
I have an idea.
Okay.
No.
Dude,
I have
don't
an
tell
idea.
Me. Just say it.
I have an
just
idea.
Just do it. Just because do the idea then. That like don't.
They don't know how many guys are on this ship.
Don't explain it to me.
We could tell them that there's
bro.
Okay.
And I slap him like in the mouth. Like I kind of slap, but it's like my palms up directly onto his lips. I'm just like shh.
Which arms?
Yeah. My organic one.
Okay.
Good save.
I just slap him in the mouth and I'm like, shh, just into the mic.
You need to know we have a hundred guys on our boat, our ship. And
Yeah.
We have 100 guys.
Yeah. And one girl.
And she's tough.
Fucking terrifying.
Yeah, so if you guys don't want any trouble, then maybe you should let us come in and talk. Me and my brother, we could just talk, and then everything will be okay.
Yernal, can you make a performance check for me, please?
Oh, no, my performance is terrible. That is a unnatural one. I got a 2 minus 1.
As you say this, and as a silence just lingers in the air.
Do you really believe that Webflix would not have the programming of models used by our competitors? Namely, an 8R model.
Shit. I slowly turn around and look at Bro.
Bro is just looking at the both of you and he's like, yo, man, I don't know what he's talking about.
Shaddy waves his hands in front of his face because he, like, thinks maybe what he's saying is that they, like, can look through his eyes.
Could you see me?
Oh, we can see you, Mr. Turlet. My name is Richard Mann, head of the Webflix security, but you may call me Rick Mann.
Can both of you make a perception check for me, please?
Oh, I love this. Dirty 20 for me.
14.
Yernal, you see nothing, preoccupied as you are with the new owner of your right arm. But Shaddy, out of the corner of your eye,
oh no,
you see something in the vacuum of space as one final sentence comes out of the radio.
It gets awfully chilly this time of year in the vacuum of space. Enjoy.
And as the radio cuts out, Shaddy, you see as the radar.
Oh no.
As you see flying towards you six missiles.
No.
And as they are arcing out of Century Tower, moving round almost like two sets of hands encircling your vehicle, and you watch as from each of these clear white missiles, each of them sprout eight pointed legs as they begin to descend upon your ship.
Oh,
Shadi, what are you doing?
Florid!
I just instinctively jump at the controls of the ship. If bro's still by, I like just jump and I just hit the throttle on the ship, or like,
Shadi, just fucking crash into the tower.
That's what, basically what I'm doing. I'm like just going as fast as I can forward and you know, hoping for the best.
Incredible. Okay, so as you jump into the pilot seat and as you just throw your foot onto the throttle, this is how this is going to work. As your ship flies forward, throwing you all about the ship, and even Bro flies back into the soda machine, and there is just a...
Not again!
Cans begin to fall out, spilling out onto the ground, and you can see that preemptively, a large 3D printing machine to one side is just going... Preparing scan. Preparing scan. As you fly forward.
Fuck!
There are six missiles on your tail as they just... flying after you. You, between you, are going to make six skill checks. These skills will be different each time. Now, each success, you will lose a missile. And each failure, your ship will be struck and your ship will lose 5 hull points. Your ship has 15 hull points.
Fuck.
Ooh.
We have to win 3 times. This sucks. We're dead. Okay.
No, we need to win 4. If we get hit 3 times, we've got our ship's gone,
okay.
Which means we can't reprint either.
This is gonna be fine.
Fuck.
It's gonna be fine.
Oh fuck!
Everything's gonna be fine.
It's not gonna be fine, dude.
Shadi, what skill check are you making to begin with?
Is there okay? My best skills are athletics and perception. Somehow perception.
Wow. How did that happen?
Yeah. So I guess what I want to do is I want to see, can I maybe check to see if I can tell the sort of trajectory of one of these missiles and like predict the movement so that we could dodge it.
Hell yeah.
I'm like seeing one that's coming and I'm trying to like track its trajectory.
You're like waiting for the last moment
to
like, you know.
Yeah, in hopes that I can like dodge at the exact moment that it's going to impact.
Incredible. So you are trying to reach a 15 for these first 2 skill checks. So roll perception.
I'm so screwed. Oh! Exactly 15.
Yes! Let's go, dude. Let's go.
Okay.
Let's go, dude.
Journal, from out of the porthole of the ship, you watch as one of the missiles with its 8 legs just begins to descend upon the ship. And you can see that there are red eye holes all over it, around 8 in total, just flying towards. And you can see on the edge, there are the 4 W's of the Webflix Corporation just circled in a web-like structure on its side as it...
You've got to give it to them. Their branding's on point. everywhere possible.
It's everywhere. Even their missiles.
And as that point is almost about to make contact with your ship, Shadi, suddenly just out of your periphery, seeing it through the cockpit, you just veer the ship to one side and catching one of the appendages that comes off it, snapping it and destabilizing it as it... off to one side, smashing into a nearby asteroid. As Yernal, what are you doing? As back in the sort of rear of the ship, you can see that there are 5 more still beginning to descend upon you.
Okay, I think that Yernal is most Shadi seems to have this, and Yernal is most concerned that they've hacked Bro, and that Bro is gonna fucking turn on us, and if he does, he's gonna turkly twizzle my other arm off. So I'm thinking, could I... Ah, this is so dumb. This is so dumb, it's crazy. I think Yernal's thinking to himself, like, what would Shadi do? So I would love to open, I'll wait for like bro, maybe it's like the way the ship turns or something. I'm gonna wait till like the optimum moment where bro is near a door, and I basically want to hit the button to open the door. I want to kick bro out and then just fucking hang on for dear life.
Okay.
Oh god.
What skill check are you making for this?
No. Can I make acrobatics?
Oh yeah, that sounds fun. Yeah, let's do that.
And if it helps, I'm trying to use my strong arm to like grab onto the ship, like after I'm assuming, you know, I get sucked out.
You're trying to get sucked. Okay, cool.
I didn't. Yeah, out.
Okay,
Ed.
Cool. So,
goodness,
I
me.
Will say, I'm not going to give you the full +10 that you would usually get from your new arm.
That's totally fair.
But you can add a +5 to whatever modifier you have.
What do I need for this?
So it's still a 15.
Ah, big money, no whammies.
Jasper.
I only needed a 5. I've got a +10 to this and I rolled a fucking 2 again!
As you... Ooh, interesting. Okay, there'll be several outcomes from this.
I'm so fucked!
Fuck.
Because I don't think I fail at hitting a button, do I? That's the problem.
No, as you see the ship just spiraling around, space pop cans are just falling about, and there's just a ding, 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 all over, and you just see bro just turn towards you and just go, whoa, this is crazy, bro! You instinctively slam the airlock door. As the door opens and bro just, wait, what, no? And bro is sucked out of the airlock.
Nice!
But as he does so, and this airlock door is still very much open, it's not a very well-designed ship, and it is almost like a car door, but with the velocity that you are moving through space, you watch as one of the missiles just slams into the now open door, bursting it off its hinges as it explodes off, and your ship takes 5 points of damage. You are now down to 10.
Do I take any damage from this?
I was about to say, additionally, Yernal, you find yourself suddenly thrown out of the airlock as you, I will say, you manage to grab on at just the last minute as you're sort of throwing out your right arm.
Am I Tom Cruising it right now?
You are a little bit, but you are doing so in the vacuum of space as Shadi corkscrewing round space and towards Century Tower. What are you doing? There are 4 missiles that remain.
Oh my god!
Jasper. Okay, how far would you say like the door is where Urinal is hanging out?
It's around 10 feet away, I would say, behind you.
Okay. Okay, fuck. Okay. Well. Okay, wait. Okay.
I mean, to be fair, you probably don't want to be right at the front of the ship when we crash into this fucking building.
Okay. All right. Tell me if this makes sense. Okay. What I want to I'm going to try to make a deception roll by I'm going to like pretend that the ship lost power to slow us down, and then at the last second try to hit the throttle to sort of see if we can like get.
Oh, hell yeah.
So I'm going to try to basically trick a missile if I can do that.
100% yes, go for it.
These little spider missiles are going to be like scratching their heads like, what?
So again, 15.
Come on.
13.
Fuck!
It's a 13.
As you slow down, you look back and you see your brother just like clinging on for dear life out the airlock. And there is a moment of, the doors open as you just feel a in the back of your ship and there is just a racking of explosions as your engine just blows wide open.
Fuck.
And your ship is now down to 5 hull points as Yernal, hanging out of the side of this ship as the impact of this blow careens the ship through space towards Century Tower again. What are you doing? You are holding your breath. There is the cold vacuum of space against you. You are clinging on for dear life with an arm that is not your own. What are you doing?
We are so fucked.
Oh my, we're so fucked. Holy shit. So now my question is, do I go for this? Or do I think I go for this, right?
Yeah. What else can we do?
Where else are we gonna do?
We gotta try.
Okay, I'm gonna go from Mission Impossible. I don't know what it is, like 4 or 5, where where Tom Cruise is hanging on the outside of the ship, to the last Mission Impossible, where Tom Cruise is climbing around the plane itself. So I'm gonna crawl myself up. I'm an absolute athlete. I've played college football, and was like, should have been on the all-star team, but decided to quit and get like the big money job at my family business. I stand on top of the ship. I wait for a missile to get to us. And then I basically want to try and catch it and then spike the missile towards Century Tower.
Hell yeah. Okay.
With your bionic arm?
Yes, with the bionic arm, using athletics.
This is creativity at its finest, folks.
Hell yeah. Okay. What skill check are you making?
Athletics. I've got it. Sorry, dude. I'm burning it.
Incredible. Okay. And I will say, because this is a concerted effort, get that plus 10.
I fucking need it, apparently.
I will say, as you're climbing around the outside of the ship, you can sense that there is the beginning of artificial gravity, and with it, the beginning of artificial oxygen. So, go.
Oh, God! Yes! 28.
Describe what this looks like.
22, 34, 36, hot! Fuck! It's like, I'm so confident about it, and then the missile is like right on top of me. I stretch out this arm, I catch the missile. It's like, I'm imagining the legs are kind of snapping at my face. I'm like, fuck, oh fuck, oh my God, get off, what the fuck? I turn it around, and I just channel all of my favorite football players. I don't know, I was going to say Patrick Mahomes, but he's just on his ACL. It's really sad. And I throw it as hard as humanly possible. Ooh! I'm going to try and throw it directly in our trajectory, because I reckon if I can make a hole, that's potentially less like upfront damage for the ship, is my thought. If I make a hole and we dive into the hole, we're still fucked, but maybe like a slightly less fucked is my thought process here.
Make a perception check for me, and I will say so, do so at advantage, and this will determine where you aim at.
21, baby.
So you can already see across this entire surface, you can see along the white surroundings of Century Tower, you can see a number of different biomes and glass domes, but you can also see right ahead of you that there is a large, basically, opening into Century Tower. It looks as though that this is where a number of ships would usually dock. This would certainly be the safest place, but at your trajectory, you probably need to blow it wide open. So I would say that is probably your safest bet.
Okay, cool. And I'm going to, also sort of hoping that if they have like a bunch of dudes in there, they're about to get hit by a missile. Cool. All right. Yeah, I throw it directly for that opening. And I'm like, I give Shad as much room to aim as possible.
So it is said that in space, no one can hear you scream, but Shaddy, in space, no one can hear the coolest fucking explosion you have ever seen in your life. As you just watch this missile flying through the air, just completely like thrown forward by your brother on top of the ship, as it just flies silently through space, and you just see this mushroom cloud emerging from the side of Century Tower. As Shaddy, it is your final skill check.
Dude, we can't fail another one.
Hold on. I have, like, decent survival. So can I use that to kind of do the same thing that I did with perceiving the trail of the missile? Can I use sort of what I've seen, the movements from these other missiles, as, like, a, like, prediction of where, like the next one might be trying to hit?
100%.
And so maybe I'm trying to like roll the ship out of the way or something, because I know now how they kind of come. I've seen a couple of them come at us.
Hell yeah. Amazing. Cool. So survival. Go for it.
So, okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. 19.
19.
Yes!
You watch Yernal, and you have to keep, like, your grip on the ship. As Shadi, through the cockpit, you can see one of the missiles beginning to come towards you. You can see another coming from the opposite direction, and they are both flying in your direction. And as you fly forward, you just crank the controls and just spin wildly as Yernal, you are hanging on for dear life, and you watch as one of the missiles just sort of spinning out of control, trying to follow your trajectory. You watch as the legs on either side of this missile just begin to get tangled up as it just almost careens into itself as its legs get in the way of its trajectory, and there is a silent behind you as Yernal, you are spiraling now towards this opening that you have created in Century Tower.
I barf everywhere.
It freezes in space in a perfect green and white
halo around it.
As what is the final skill check that you are making?
Oh, Jesus, I have to make this, otherwise we fucking die. Can I make an insight check on the opening to see if there's anything still that appears to be waiting for us so that I could, like, warn Shadi?
That's great. I love that. Yeah. 15.
Oh, that's a 16.
As you are spiraling and just trying to get your bearings on this opening that you are moving towards, I will say that with a 16... because you only just got the difficulty, you can see that inside the smoking remains, the blackened orifice that you have created in the side of this structure, you can see a number of broken vehicles inside. You can see that there are ships, there are merchant vessels, there are a number of very, very fancy-looking spaceships inside, all of them smoking and crackling, and you can see that still intact, though barely flickering in and out, there is a force field keeping the vacuum of space at bay from the inside of the ship. That much at least still holds. But as you look inside, you can see that while there is nothing living, while there is no security, I will give you something. And that is a glimpse of what awaits you. Because you can see littered within this loading bay a number of bauble-like creatures, black, metallic, with circular red eyes in their center, each of which are suspended under 8 triple-jointed legs, and all of which have been completely blasted apart by your efforts.
Cool.
Okay, we'll take it.
And as this continues to spiral, I will say that as the missile is moving closer and closer and closer, it is gaining on you and gaining. What are you and Yernal doing, Shadi?
Well, I'm gonna smash my now robot arm through the roof. So Shadi, you just look like directly up, and you see a metal arm break through the ceiling. And I like rip a piece off and like stick my head through like, "What's up, dude?
Whoa!
The
ship is fucked.
Yeah, this is super bad. I don't know how we're gonna get out of here, but let's think about that later. Are you good to stick this landing? Have you got this?"
You know what? I've outperformed any previous driving experience in my whole life.
You have.
That gross little man who made fun of me and wouldn't give me my license all those times, I'm gonna prove him wrong. And I'm gonna bring this thing home.
He doubted you, and he shouldn't have.
Yeah, I like Shadi doesn't have long hair. He has like a very tight buzz, and he like pretends that he's like throwing it out of his face, and he turns back, and he's like sitting in the cockpit of the thing now, like just ready to bring this thing home, and he's gonna try to do like the coolest threading of a needle, and like slowing to a like skid stop into this hole. And probably gonna fail. Let's be real. He's probably gonna fail.
Yeah, Yernal from outside, you can't hear him as you begin to walk away. He's like, Yernal's just like, "Yeah, cool. Wait for me to get back in the ship. Shadi, no. Wait for me to get back in the fucking ship."
As this comet of metal and fire streaks through the air, because you have succeeded your skill check, you have guaranteed that you won't be hit by the remaining missile. But Shadi, I am going to ask you to make one final skill check. And given the fact that this ship is technically a mount, can you make an animal handling check for me?
That's so funny. You suck, Ed.
Ed, you bastard.
You suck.
You absolute bastard. Okay, here we go. Oh, God. I have a plus zero. I have a plus zero for animal handling, of course.
I'm on the outside of the fucking chip.
You just need a 15.
If that's a 14, John, I'm going to come to LA and strangle you.
It's a 5.
No!
So even worse. It makes sense, though. It's narratively satisfying for this to fail, okay?
I'm going to die. Get ready to 3D print my ass.
If one were to observe this from afar, they would see the floating white structure of Century Tower stretching from one black hole to another, and they would see a small pinprick of light flying towards it, followed by another. The light in pursuit quickly burns up in the trail of the ship that is flying towards the landing bay, blasted open by Yernal and Shaddy.
Falling to pieces.
But as pieces of metal just fly off in its wake, and as this ship just continues flying, by a millimeter, it is just off. And they would watch as there is just a scraping, as the top of the ship, the roof, is completely bisected off the top of the ship.
You're an old
as half the ship manages to make it inside with a resounding. And there is a crash of screeching metal as, like nails on a chalkboard, Shaddy, you come to a grinding halt, not dissimilar to your many, many driving tests years ago, as you leave this searing scorch mark upon the landing bay, coming to a stop. And you look up, and you realize that you have carved a complete sunroof above you.
I look up and I'm like, Yernal, we did it! And I look up and he's gone.
Yernal, as you float through the... as you float through the vacuum of space, would you like to describe your last thoughts for me, please?
You're gonna lose the arm!
No! Fuck! I worked so hard for that fucking arm. It's fine. It already completed its narrative arc of letting me throw a missile with my bare hands. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's fine. I think the last thing... I think, if you'll allow me, Ed, I get a wave of memories start coming back as, like, the world begins to slow down. As I'm careening and I'm like, I can see clear as day, he's not going to make this. And that, like, essentially just a wall is, like, coming towards me at, like, several hundred miles an hour. And I just get these wave of fucking memories of just, like, Shaddy doing the stupidest shit, like, over and over. Like, the time he, like, smashed our parents' window by playing baseball inside. You know, like, I think I'm probably watching replays after replay of him failing his fucking driving test. And I'm just like, and then out loud in the vacuum of space, I'm just like, you dumb motherfucker.
As you scream this, and as your lungs fill with ice, and you slowly begin to just float away before in the distance silently just smashing against a piece of space debris, can you make an insight check for me, please, Yernal?
That was the funnest. That was so
with what stats?
That was so fun.
16.
The last memory to cross your mind is one of these memories admonishing Shaddy. But it is in an environment that you are altogether unfamiliar with, and one that strangely scratches the last remnants of your brain in a similar way to when you commanded Bro. A position of authority, a feeling of power, a feeling of responsibility. You remember sitting behind a desk. You even remember the feeling of a suit around your body. That's very strange. And you realize that the memories you have been carrying are not the only memories you carry. They are yours, but they do not belong to a single lifetime.
Ooh, big reveal.
That even I didn't know. That's sick. Thanks, Ed.
As you smash apart in thousands of cold pieces.
Do I turn into snow? Just falling around Shadi as he steps out of the cockpit.
Shadi, as you look back and you can see through your sky roof, your brother just exploding in the vacuum of space.
I just reach and I say, no! like classic. Like,
can you make a perception check for me, please?
Nat 20. My perception is off the charts these days.
You couldn't fucking perceive the hole?
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Rotating Heroes podcast. If you want to learn about what goes into making a show just like this one, then why don't you check out the 12 Sided Studios Patreon, where myself and my co-founder, Chad Pytel, dig into how we have created a production company, which is changing the way that we do actual play and all things nerdy. This episode was produced by 12 Sided Studios. Producers are me, Jasper William Cartwright, Jess Jewell, and Chad Pytel. Our social media manager is Ellie Crook, and the episodes are edited and sound designed by the wonderful Oliver Moore. And your cast for this arc have been Edward Spence as the GM, me, Jasper William Cartwright as Yernal Turlet, and of course, John Mackey as Shadi Turlet.